Welcome to the Gaming Podcast. This is a review for Fortnite's Battle Royale mode. Now, I've played at least a little bit of Black Ops, not much in the beta. I played PUBG for a bit. And I'd say, for myself, Fortnite's is the best one of it. Because I feel like it's not trying to be like realistic and everything like PUBG, Call of Duty is supposed to be with. It's just a fun game you're trying to play. Just trying to survive to number one out of 100 people. And at least solos, or else duos trying to be a team, squads also. But it's just pretty much, it's a fun game, there's different crazy weapons to do. There's also different costumes you can get, which you have to mostly buy them to get them, pretty much, but at least it does nothing to change the interference of it. It won't give you any extra special perks or any kind of special weapons kind of thing. It's all just cosmetic, which is the way it should be. But it is a fun game for the simple fact of you can just go around killing, having fun with friends. Especially in the squads. Squads have four enough people, it's actually perfect to have. But, I'm gonna give this, Fortnite 8 out of 10, I'd give it. Yeah, because that's about right, I'd say. For all the stuff it has, it's got better than, I can't say anything about against Call of Duty as much, because I played a beta of that, and that was it, so I haven't gotten real into it yet. But soon enough, maybe I'll come back to review that one. Here are the video games coming up for this week. We have Crayola Scoot on PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Just Dance 2019 on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, Wii U, Xbox 360, and Wii. I'm going to guess the PS3 wasn't able to make the cut this year. Nickelodeon Kart Racers on PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. Spider-Man PS4, The Heist DLC. My Hero 1's Justice on PC, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. And the biggest game of this week, Red Dead Redemption 2 on PS4 and Xbox One. Well, that's it for this week. I hope to see you next week, and have a good time.